Yo,
yo,
what's good? It's your boy Akeem.
It's your boy Jason.
And this is the first episode of the Junction Podcast.
First of many.
Facts.
Get used to us, man. You feel me?
Talk your ish, boy. Yeah. So this is basically a podcast. A group of guys who grew up New York, Queens, Brooklyn, Long Island.
Shout out to Long Island Valley Facts. Street. We in the building, you heard? Because I'm not going to get no Queen. Love.
All the Long Island, the Strong Island fans out there. Yeah, this is a group of guys. We had a chat on Facebook. We just talk about everything, man. Just politics, sports, religion, current events, celebrities, everything. So we were like, yo, why not translate that into a podcast? And get things rolling.
For the people, for y'all.
Facts. We're doing y'all a service. All right, so let's jump right into it. First topic is none other than the Ball Brothers, the Big Baller Brand.
Yes, sir.
BBB. Never lost. Stay here. I'm definitely a Big Baller Brand fan. But in recent news, everybody knows the two youngest Ball Bros are going to play pro in Lithuania. And when's the first game?
January 9th.
January 9th, so that's real soon. And they just got there today, right? Like,
yeah, yesterday night.
It was crazy over there.
Mayhem.
Cameras. Yo, there was a dude in the lobby singing his heart out. Did you see that?
No.
Bruh, that was funny as hell. This guy was in the lobby just singing his heart out for these dudes. Like welcome to Lithuania. Like, he was going in. I was like, nah, this is serious. I'm like, LeVar really set up an empire where it reached everywhere. So I'm like, Lithuania, who would have thought that Lithuania would have had
all they have to do is produce and they're going to be legends.
All right, so let's get into it. First, just the bottom line, moving to Lithuania, how do you feel the Ball Bros, LiAngelo and LaMelo, is going to handle the move? Just move it to a whole new country.
It's going to be a culture shock because they're from Chino Hills. They don't, like, I don't know how, like, how they're going to be set up and how are they going to be staying at 5-star hotels. Like,
right.
Does the team do that kind of stuff? Or is it similar to, like, the D League where it's, like, lower star motels and you, like, right. Traveling on buses and stuff like that?
Food
like,
going to be different.
Yeah, like, all that's going to matter. And maybe all that stuff will lead them to focus more on basketball because it's not like right. You're not getting the lifestyle part of it, you know, yeah. Of the NBA. But maybe that pushes them more into the craft. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what we could really hope for. But at the end of the day, they're 16. How old is LaMelo's 16. LiAngelo's how old?
19.
And they moved to a whole new country. And yeah. Watching, I watched Ball in the Family on Facebook. Great show. Is very well shot. LeVar is like the nucleus of that family. He runs it well. But you could tell the attitude of these boys. Like, I don't see them really.
They're a little bit spoiled.
I think they're very spoiled.
They're spoiled.
Especially LaMelo. That boy thinks he's on top of the world, man.
You get a Lamborghini at 16, you could be spoiled, man.
Bruh. Talk about the only person he listened to is his dad. Like, everybody else, he just be just talking reckless.
Hey.
Like he's just real regular. Even on the Breakfast Club, like
I think with the Breakfast Club, it could have been like, yo, it's mad early.
Nah.
And
son.
It's like 6:30. Nobody really wanna be talking.
Dude, it's the Breakfast Club, my guy. Like,
yeah, but this
you
they,
better be
they in LA. Is it the Breakfast Club as big in LA as it is out here?
Yes, it don't matter. It's who don't know Charlamagne the God, son? Charlamagne the God especially in 2017.
2018.
What?
But
I'm saying, no, in 2017, yeah. Like, Charlamagne blew up.
Yeah,
Put some respect on my name. Like, nigga, what? Who didn't know about that? Like, that alone put the Breakfast Club that you gotta know them. So, who are you, LaMelo, to come to the Breakfast Club and act like, oh, I ain't gonna talk. It's whatever. It's the Breakfast
Club.
Like, come on.
Also, it could have been under instruction. It could have been like, all right, y'all gonna say something dumb. So we're not gonna like just keep everything to a minimum.
That too.
Let the big baller, let the OG big baller talk and handle the deal. And I'd want them to talk a little bit more. And really, I felt like I was fine with that.
And I don't know if it was a great answer. I actually expected more. I want to hear more from LiAngelo about the incident and if he really wants to know.
It seems very scripted
to me.
From the two boys are scripted, but from LaVar, from like him talking, when they talked to him, I felt like it was real stuff, and I got a deeper understanding of how he's thinking through the interview more than what you see on the regular.
I guess, but them moving to Lithuania, I don't know. Their parents are gonna be there. Hopefully, that helps them with the transition. But this is new, man. I moved to DC and it's already a struggle. Like I moved to a different state in America, and that's already tough.
There's nothing that's gonna help them really transition. Like
right,
like it's gonna be a tough transition regardless because it's literally a huge culture shock. It's not Chino Hills. It's Lithuania. Yep. And I don't
different
know.
Language, Lithuania, different culture, different customs. Yep.
If it's going to be the best part of Lithuania or if it's like not one of the best parts of Lithuania, I don't know. But no matter what, it's not Chino Hills. It's not a gated community. You're not driving a Lamborghini around there. Like it's different.
Facts. And so, that boy Ben Astilnay from no Lithuania.
Like, what is there to steal in Lithuania?
What is that still in China, guys? What?
China makes everything, yo. So
these niggas did not have to ask for nothing.
I'm just saying.
LiAngelo could have got whatever he wanted, and he go to China to steal. He could go to Lithuania.
It's a challenge. Had to challenge himself to.
Nah, son. He gonna go to Lithuania, see some nice Gucci flip flops, be like, yo. I don't want to pay these.
Like, let me snatch these real quick.
Yeah, let me put them in my Big Baller Brand book bag.
Like nobody watching me, but it's fine, you know. Yeah. But
we'll see.
They're gonna be all right. I'm more concerned at how they translate to the court. But...
Right. So let's get into that now. Translating to countries, one thing. Now it's basketball. This is pro. This is their career. Now
this is what they do.
They're pro basketball players. How they're gonna translate to play with a bunch of high schools, because LiAngelo been playing with high schoolers too. He hasn't really played with college dudes.
He hasn't played with college guys. Basically, they're both high schoolers.
Right.
None of them play with grown men yet.
How is it going to translate? Playing style is going to translate to Lithuania pro basketball.
They're going to be just fine. It's going to be a little bit rough at first, but if they stay there for a good minute, they're going to translate just fine. Like these boys can play. Like they can
just
shoot
fine.
Just fine. Like.
Just fine sounds real strong to me.
They're going to be good. I believe in their skills. I think LaMelo is the most skilled ball brother out of all three. I think his shot, his handle, and even how he's getting taller, he's looking like the longest one.
Yes, I agree.
He's looking like he's the one to really like be the star out of all three. LiAngelo has the body type to out of most of them. And he can shoot. His form is the best looking out of all three as well. And I've seen him post up in high school a little bit and like shoot and like use his body, his weight, but obviously it's different high schoolers and grown men. But true. I think he's a big kid and I think they'll translate fine. Once they get used to the teammates and who they're playing with, the coaching and how they run their plays or whatever, I think they're gonna be just fine.
I feel like just fine is very strong. Right now, it's I don't know with a strong like disbelief in their ability to translate because LaMelo is small and the style of play, he's a real finesse type, smooth type play. He don't really put no body on nobody, pulling up from half court, doing fancy lifts. It's Zoe like the same way Zoe plays, the real too cool for school type passive playing. That's what I get from LaMelo. LaMelo's skill is better in terms of scoring, but the attitude and the style that they grew up in Chino Hills, they all play like they just the pretty boy, too cool for school type play. And this is about to be grown men pro basketball, and that's not going to change in like how many weeks. When's the last time they played in like a full game? Like they still have that same type of habit.
So to go
overseas to play with these big, grown, brolic men, and talk about just fine. Nah, they about to get the shock of their life.
It's gonna be a shock, but I think they're real ball players. They're gonna adjust because they've been playing ball their whole life. This is what they've been doing.
But they're young though. What whole life?
16 years straight and bowling. That's like they that's, new, they don't do nothing else but play ball. Like they never.
But everything
this,
has gonna to adjust. Everything has to happen in a process, though. You have to go through certain things. He LaMelo didn't finish high school. LiAngelo didn't even start college yet. So there was no like steady progressive thing to pro basketball play. They're jumping straight.
Sometimes you got to get thrown into the fire. And no, that's what
they get. They weren't ready to go straight from high school into NBA. They weren't a Kobe. No. They weren't a LeBron James. They weren't a Kevin Garnett. They weren't at that level. No. So, but that's exactly what they're doing. Right. If they weren't ready to go straight to the NBA.
I know it's not the NBA. This is lower. It's not like they even went to Spain or China. They're going to like, I don't know where Lithuania
is. But who are they going to be playing against? Who are they going to be playing against?
They're still grown men, but I don't know how much. It's not like they're getting to play against former NBA players.
These are still professional basketball players. Like,
it's
not like Stephon Marbury
over there. If Stephon Marbury is over there, I'll be like, dang, they're playing the same league as Stephon Marbury. I don't even know if any pro players, any past pro players is in Lithuania right now playing. I don't know if it's that even.
Who is Lithuania going to be playing against? They're not going to be playing against other countries?
I don't know. They're playing other Lithuanian teams.
What league is they in?
I don't.
They're gonna be playing other countries, bro. Like, and these are all, they're gonna be playing with other people who took the same path, but from college. Like, I can't go pro, so I'm going overseas. There's many great players who went overseas to play, and that's who they're gonna be playing against. And I just don't see how they're gonna do just fine. I feel like they're about to get the shock of their life. Like LaMelo never got a shoulder put into his chest by a grown man before. He gonna be like, yo, what the heck is going on, son?
All right, and it's gonna be like, what the heck for the first game, and it's gonna be, and then they adjust. I think they're smart enough. They have good enough IQ as ball players to be like, all right, now I'm gonna adjust. And the same thing, coaching is gonna play a factor, like, and them having to like communicate with the coach is gonna be
communicating with the teammates. That's gonna be tough.
That's gonna be a part of it.
And that also plays into LaMelo's attitude of being feel like he's on top of the world. This dude is 16 with like how many millions of followers, and think he's already hot stuff. And he's gonna be playing with grown men. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's either his teammates are gonna baby him and coddle him, like, oh, this is the dude from America who's so famous, let's treat him like royalty, or they're gonna be like, yo, this is grown man ball now. Like, ain't no popularity on this court. Ain't no favoritism. Nigga, we about to play ball, and I don't care. You're not shooting from half court, or else you're gonna fix you. Like, that's not going to happen. They're not going to. And I don't know how he's going to respond to that. Because LaMelo, guess what he wants? He acts how he wants, and everybody got to adjust around him and be like, oh, that's just LaMelo. That's not going to happen. You're a professional now, bro. 16 years old. And he doesn't have the mindset of a Kobe. He doesn't have a mindset of a LeBron where he's able to handle all that. If he can't handle a Breakfast Club interview, how you gonna handle doing all that? I would love for them to translate, and I would love for it to be.
They are going to translate, but
being just fine. I hope so.
I don't know. Only time will tell, but I'm almost 98% sure I'm right. So, like, they can play. Like, that's just the end of the matter. Like, if he could play ball, he could play ball. Once the strength comes, and even maybe they this time away, they're gonna get stronger. They're gonna do more weight room stuff for the team and build their strength out there. And then once they get the strength part of the game, they're gonna be hands and they're gonna be more skilled than whoever they're playing against. Because that's just the fact of the matter. At least for LaMelo, he's gonna be. I don't think they're gonna be people out there that dribble like him out there, or like who can make somebody like him and finish at the rim, even if it's finesse. The floaters, the up and unders and stuff like that. I think he's still gonna be able to do that. And
yeah, but also on a defensive end, I feel like he's gonna be a defensive liability because that boy don't play no kind of defense.
Probably.
And even if he could, he's too small to really guard anybody like that. Like, they niggas about to drop 50 on him every night. Like,
but he still is long. Like, he's skinny, but he's still. Hey, like, yo. Oh, come on, man. Come on, dog. Man, we talking about ball, man. Come on, man. Come on.
You've been saying a lot of Holdsworthy stuff the whole time, but I'm holding it. I couldn't let that one go. I had to pause that real quick before I got to.
What did I say? What did I say before?
I don't remember. I had to let it out of my mind.
Oh. Dang, man. You just threw off my whole point, man. I was just trying to say that he has good defense and, you know, his long arms and height. Can be trash. The same thing with Lonzo. Lonzo doesn't play bad to him because he has length. So when other these guys are trying to go at him, he goes straight up and he's getting blocks on these guys because, you know, he's has a good long wingspan.
Yeah, and, I just feel like Zoe's maturity was way higher than they were, and he still had to struggle.
So but I did we like see Zoe at 16 though? You know, we didn't see Zoe at 16, so we didn't know how mature Lonzo was at 16. We've seen him now.
I'm saying 19. Like, and now he's mature, and even he struggled. I'm trying to say like he's still trying to find his way in the NBA. These dudes are way younger and way less mature, and they have to go to it's not the NBA, but they're gonna have to go into professionalism real fast, and I don't see them handling it that well. And so to go into our last point. Question. Is this their last chance? Is this the end all be all for LaMelo and LiAngelo? Like, if Lithuania does not work out, is it over for them for their basketball dreams? Like, is anybody even going to pay attention to them anymore? Like, is this like, does this have to work out or else is this a bust?
This could be the end. Like, if something goes terribly wrong, this could be like the end of like relevancy.
Terribly wrong, like, Leandro like steal something again, or like they it's just not
it,
trash.
It's like steal, like it both. Like if they flop and they like get in trouble, just start, like if they cause like a brawl or something. Like if they just like not good and like reports come back like, yo, these kids are spoiled. We don't want them. If you don't want to Lithuania, then yeah, your relevancy is done. Like you better stick to ball in the family. That's it, y'all. Reality TV star, y'all Kardashians for life. So
facts.
So
maybe just go to VH1 side, hit up Mona Scott, like, yo, yeah, facts, let me get like, that deal.
Get a special, like whatever. Like you not even, they not even got a 30 for 30 no more. Like they're not ball players no more. So I think if it goes like bad like that, your relevancy is over. But I think if they stay low key, if they do decent, like if LaMelo puts up like 8 points and Leandro puts up like 7 points a game, like and they're playing well for like granted, like their high school is holding their own. Right. I think it's like, all right, bet these kids can really hang with big boys now. They can come back to the States and like make more steps to go into the league or back in like whatever professional leagues. Because you gotta also remember that LaVar Ball is making his own basketball league. Maybe they come back and they do that to even build up themselves even more.
I mean, I feel like even that's going to be put on hold because he got to be over in Lithuania making sure everything.
For this year, I think the league, I don't know when the league is supposed to start, but maybe everything will lead up like when they come back from Lithuania and then they build up the league and then that's all another building step for them to get to where they need to go.
Yeah.
But I don't think this won't be the last up because I think they will be that they'll do well. Like, they'll do well enough. They're not going to cause no trouble, especially with both their parents out there. I think they're going to be fine. Like, you don't know nobody to cause no trouble. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like, so in that aspect,
I just don't want boredom because, listen, the devil find work for idle hands. I don't want boredom to catch them and they're like, yo, let's go do something dumb real quick.
Yeah. I hope try to get the boredom leads them to the gym and, you know, they keep on putting up shots.
Yeah. But the one thing I can admit, these dudes love basketball. Like,
yeah,
that's real. The one thing I know for sure. These dudes love that. That's all they want to do. That's all they want to play. So I hope passion and love allows them to be like, all right, let's just focus on this.
Yeah, let's lock in.
Yeah, I also don't think this is the last time. I don't know how like high school or like if they could be. Cause I know LaMelo didn't finish high school. I don't know if he's still going to be homeschooled or. I don't know how it's going to happen.
I don't know what's happening with him at UCLA. I don't know.
Right. I don't know if LiAngelo could go back to a different college. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. But. And possibly I think that's done. Like, I don't know. It seems like if they really want to do that, they would have done that. And they would have kept LaMelo in high school and let him go to a different high school and do that and let LiAngelo go to a different college in California. And do that, but they have a strict plan and they're not straying from it. Like they want to play together and they want to play at home in LA and that's it. They don't want to play in New York, they don't want to play in Kentucky, they don't want to play nowhere else. They want to play in LA where everybody can see them, where they're comfortable. And if it's not that, then it's nothing. So
is that stubborn though? Like
OG stubborn. Not... I think that can hurt them in the end. if this doesn't work out, we can look back at this and be like, dang, you should have went like LaMelo should have stayed and just been a regular five-star prospect and went to whatever college, went to UCLA, right. or went to another USC or whatever other schools in LA or anywhere, because he's not just getting offered by LA schools. He's getting offered by schools everywhere. And everywhere, he chose
yeah.
UCLA.
They want him, yeah.
And the same thing for LiAngelo. He could have waited and just dealt with the punishment and came back and killed next year, or he could have like transferred and went to another school where he would be even bigger demand and right. another D1 school, be the man and get that buzz that way to lead the team and be like, oh shoot, he can really play. Like mm-hmm. imagine he leads the team to the tournament and he's the best player and it's like, oh shoot, like he's not just, you know, he's not just a shooter, he's not just whatever. But I don't know. I think,
but LaVar Ball, he's making it his mission to change the pattern of yeah. how this process is done.
Yeah,
he's trying to create a new mold, create a new lane, and he's on. It's his mission, his passion. So I hope it works. Because
if he fails, someone else will succeed because he's laying the blueprint.
Right.
That's how. Right. So at the end of the day, he's gonna win in some way. So he might win. It might not work with him and his kid, but someone else and their kids are gonna run because they saw LaVar Ball challenge the system. They saw him say, "You know what? I'm not taking the Nike deal. I'm not taking this deal. I'm not taking that deal. I'm gonna make my own money off
own
of my
signature shoe at 16.
Like, why am I gonna let you profit off my kid when it's my kid? Let me profit off my kid. Like I don't.
And that's why I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand all the hate. Or the opposition like towards this. Like, they don't want to stay in this
thing. Kids. Like, other people's going to use my kids. Why? Like, what? That don't make no sense. Like, it's my kids. I know them best. It's all going to help us. Like, it's building our family. So,
listen, people are scared of what they don't know. So, they rather stick to, what's been happening all these years rather than stepping out and being like, yo, this is uncharted land. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm scared. Let me go back.
Yeah.
Let me go back to the master. Listen, I'm a big brawler. I'm a big brawler brand. I'm about to
BBB, get my triple B's out here, you heard?
Yeah, facts. I'm going to get my slippers and my
hoodies. I'm going to just get a t-shirt, you know. That's it.
Them shoes is wild expensive. Maybe in 5 years or something.
Yeah, man.
But shout out to the big brawler brand. I really hope everything works out. But it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. But they're going to be
LaVar's
just fine.
Plan works out. Word. Well, shout out to y'all. The Junction Podcast.
Thank
y'all for listening in. We definitely gonna be back with more stuff, more fire,
all
more
day.
Boss. Shout out to Dot Mob, Mook, Rex, Sean.
Shout out to the Saga.
Facts. Yes, sir. Shout out to the Saga.
Don't forget
boy.
The Saga, man.
Facts. All right, y'all. We signing out. This is the Junction.